Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Another busy news day. They're all busy. It's amazing what's going on. Can't even believe what's going on. By the way, the Biden administration has decided to ban menthol cigarettes because they're racist. I kid you not. This is not Saturday Night Live. This is not The Onion. It's not a joke. It's real. The Biden administration will propose canceling slash banning menthol cigarettes because they attack more black people than white people. Menthol cigarettes are racist. Regular flavored cigarettes don't kill as many black people and will henceforth, as menthol cigarettes, and will therefore henceforth be canceled. On menthol, this is from the Washington Post, African-American health groups and researchers say it is clear that blacks have been disproportionately hurt by the cigarettes, which studies show are more addictive and harder to stop using than non-menthol cigarettes. I don't even know what to say. I don't even want to read the rest of this. It's so stupid. Unlike many of the administration's plans, a ban on menthol cigarettes or flavored cigars does not require congressional approval, but the FDA must first put out proposed rules and consider public comments. Any final regulation banning menthol cigarettes would almost surely be challenged in court by the industry, which has repeatedly sued the FDA to try and block anti-tobacco regulation. But it's so ludicrous that you don't know what to say anymore. Everything's racist, according to this administration. Every single thing is racist. And there's going to come a point where we're going to have to follow Martin Luther King. And there's going to have to be civil disobedience by conservatives because we can't listen to these people. They're leading us down the road to destruction of the United States, the murder of the middle class, the destruction of American exceptionalism, destruction of capitalism, destruction of the American dream, the destruction of everything good in this world. We're going to have civil disobedience. And if you want an example of civil disobedience, how about a person in a high position? The chief of the Border Patrol resists Biden, says he cannot comply with new liberal immigration terms. Border Patrol Chief Rodney S. Scott is resisting Joe Biden's new order to use non-legal immigration terms. Scott sent a memo to the senior official performing the duties of the commissioner, Troy Miller, to inform him that he cannot comply with the Biden administration's softening of legal terms of how you refer to legal aliens. The Biden administration, you can't believe this stuff. It's not a joke. It's not The Onion. Sent memos to immigration officials last week regarding the new far-left immigration policies, which include telling officials to no longer use terms like illegal alien. You got to make changes in rhetoric, such as substituting non-citizen or migrant for alien, undocumented instead of illegal, and integration instead of assimilation. And Scott sent a memo to Miller on April 16th titled Updated Terminology for U.S. Customs and Border Protection and explained he cannot comply with the proposed changes and that if Biden wants to alter what illegal aliens are called, then the administration needs to pass its proposed U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021. Great job by you, Border Patrol Chief Rodney S. Scott. Tell him to stick it where the sun don't shine. You know, the same place where Obama's hand is up his ass. Up Biden's ass, because Biden's a brain-dead, dementia-laden puppet. And it's weekend of Biden's, and Obama's in charge, and Obama's the one calling the shots. And above Obama, it's George Soros, and it's the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese president, Xi, and it's the Mexican drug cartel, and it's Valerie Jarrett and her friends in Iran and other Muslim countries that hate the United States, hate Jews, and hate Israel. That's who's running the United States of America, as sure as I'm standing here. Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton has sued Joe Biden's administration for allegedly releasing COVID-infected illegal aliens into the United States. He says Biden's outright disregard of the public health crisis in Texas by welcoming and encouraging mass gatherings of illegal aliens is hypocritical and dangerous. This reckless policy change stifles the reopening of the Texas economy at a time when businesses need it most, when our children need to get back to in-person learning as soon as possible. Instead of using the CDC's authority to prevent the introduction of covered aliens into the United States during a pandemic, defendants have chosen to take courses of action that have resulted in the release of tens of thousands of aliens into Texas and the United States. And let's face it, all of them could have COVID. This is incredible what's happening to our country. It is a declaration of war on the American people. Do you understand that? A declaration of war. Whether you know it or not, we are at war. And the people that we're at war with are sick in the head and mentally ill. You know, like the CDC and Dr. Fauci and liberals who go along with them. They're all insane. Biden's insane with spending. He's going to propose in front of Congress more spending, bringing the total to $6 trillion. $6 trillion. Insanity. They're going after Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer. They raided his home today, his home and his office. These people are crazy. If this can happen to the president's lawyer, it can happen to anyone. It can happen to you and me in a second. They're just mad with power. And they've literally declared war on the American people. There's no question about it. A group of Republican congressmen are now calling for an investigation into John Kerry and his ties to Iran. Well, of course, these people are enemies of the United States of America. Enemies. And he leaked sensitive information about Israel to Israel's enemies. And now he's trying to negotiate for the second time. Remember, he did it under Obama. Now he's doing it again. A deal that gives Iran everything and takes away everything bad being done to them. Even though they're murdering mullahs, even though they're terrorists, even though they fund terrorism all over the world, he's on the side of Iran. And he gave away Israel's secrets to Israel's enemies. John Kerry's a traitor. John Kerry should be tried and, if convicted, guilty of treason. You know what happens to traitors, don't you? And yet he's a billionaire, married to the Heinz ketchup fortune. He'll get away with it. Nothing will ever happen to him. It probably wouldn't have happened under Trump. You notice, under Trump, we didn't indict anybody. And it's certainly not going to happen under Biden. You could be a traitor now, and nothing happens to you. But I want to finish this segment by talking about the insanity of the people that we're dealing with here. The insanity. Let's start with Joy Reid, the MSNBC host of The Reid Out. She bragged on air Tuesday about wearing double masks while jogging, even though she's received a full vaccination of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. I am among the fully vaccinated, joined Team Pfizer. I did go jogging today in the park. This is the mask that I wore with a doctor's mask under it, she told her guests. She's virtue signaling about how the majority of individuals in the park she went to were wearing masks outdoors. Most of the people I saw in the park was packed. I would say 95% of the people still had masks on, she said, gleefully. She's been fully vaccinated, and she's wearing masks outdoors, including double masks. You don't think these people are insane? You don't think she should be carted off to a loony bin? There's something wrong with these people. Something very wrong. Remember, the feds executed a search warrant on Rudy Giuliani today, but they sit on Hunter's laptop and they let Kerry give away the United States and the Iran deal. What we're living in here is traitors. The United States of America is traitors. Traitors are running the country. I said that in a speech I gave a while ago. Lock them up. Lock them up. They're all traitors. Absolute traitors to America. John Kerry is a traitor to America. More insanity. Kamala Harris calls LGBTQ violence the root cause of immigrants fleeing Guatemala. And she gave it the same priority level as the economic concerns in a recent meeting with the Guatemalan president. LGBTQ violence is a root cause of why people flee Guatemala and illegally come to the United States. The meeting was broadcast on PBS between Kamala Harris and the president of Guatemala, Alejandro Giammattei. Harris has been tasked with diplomacy and strategy in the Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala because of the massive influx of migrants from those nations crossing our border. She says, we're looking at the issue of poverty and the lack of economic opportunities, the issue of extreme weather conditions and the lack of climate adaptation, as well as corruption and lack of good governance and violence against women and indigenous people and LGBTQ people and Afro-descendants. She just announced an additional $310 million aid to Central America. That's your money she's giving away to Central America. And she says they're all coming here because of hatred to gay people. That's what it is. I didn't realize that. Everybody at the border is gay. Everyone that comes from Guatemala is gay. Everyone that comes from El Salvador is gay. Everyone that comes from Honduras is transsexual. Everyone that comes from Mexico must be a lesbian. Even the men are lesbians. These are migrants who don't know if they have a penis or a vagina. These are the sickest people, not the migrants, the people running our country, Biden, brain-dead Biden, and Kamala Harris, and John Kerry. Traitors.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, build your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79. Lies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. By the way, I mentioned this yesterday. I'll mention it again if you were not here yesterday to hear me talk about our new affiliate in Phoenix, Arizona. We're now in the fifth. Our show is now in the fifth biggest city in the United States of America, Phoenix, Arizona. Do you know Phoenix was the fifth biggest city in America? It's amazing. Just go back 20 years. No one would have imagined Phoenix, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. These are the biggest cities in America now. Phoenix, we're on AM 1280, FM 96.1. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Phoenix. Great to have you with us. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. Sean and Chelsea Jubilee, the founders and owners of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love, plus supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I just completed the first stage of the program, just the first stage, just the initial opening phase, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, getting hydrated at the cellular level. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. I look years younger. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look so much younger. I'm about to turn 60 years old, hard to believe. And people say I look 50 or younger. And so they think I've turned the clock back. Where did I find the fountain of youth, they ask me. Energized Health. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on the masterclass. It's free to check it all out, or cut to the chase and join right now because you know you want to. You know you want to lose 25 pounds of inner body fat, visceral fat like I did around your organs, that makes you unhealthy, that's dangerous, that could kill you. 888-444-8895. Just call them. 888-444-8895. Mention War and you save 40%. 40% off for my fans. Go to energizedhealth.com or 888-444-8895. So the things in the news are so unbelievable, but I got to tell you, it's the same everywhere, obviously. Obviously, because anger grows as ex-generals warn of civil war in France. Controversy is growing in France over an open letter signed by former and serving members of the military warning of a civil war coming. About 1,000 servicemen and women, including 20 retired generals, put their names to the letter. The hour is grave. France is in peril, they said. Two immutable principles guide the actions of members of the military with regards to politics. Neutrality and loyalty, tweeted the minister in charge of the armed forces, because he's trying to say, oh, you're not allowed to do that. The letter warns French President Emmanuel Macron, his government, and the MPs, meaning members of parliament, of several deadly dangers threatening France, including Islamism and hordes of banlieue, which is the impoverished immigrant suburbs that surround French cities. They say the divisions have been created between communities by people looking to create a racial war by attacking statues and other aspects of French history. Does that sound familiar to you? Can you imagine? Here it's Black Lives Matter. There it's Muslim Lives Matter. Let's see. Muslim Lives Matter. MLM. It must be the MLM movement. They accuse the government of seeking to use the police as proxy agents and scapegoats. It is no longer the time to procrastinate. Otherwise, tomorrow, civil war will put an end to this growing chaos and deaths for which you will be responsible with numbers in the thousands, the letter concludes. Wow. I mean, that's what American generals are thinking. That's what American military is thinking. And that's why Obama put a guy in charge of the military who says his number one goal is rooting out white supremacy. I'm sure he'd say Wayne Root's a white supremacist, even though I'm Jewish, even though I grew up in an all-black town and went to an all-black high school. I'm a white supremacist. Anyone, you know, what's that famous joke I always tell? What's the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. And if you win an argument with a liberal, if you make a good point, they immediately go to racism. French nationalist politician Marine Le Pen, she's the Trump of France, welcomed the letter calling on the generals to join her in the Battle of France, causing further controversy. Her response came on the same day as a fatal knife attack at a police station southwest of Paris, which is being treated as a possible terrorist attack. You think? It's just like America. You know, it's just like America. If a white person attacks somebody, blame the white people. It's always, we're all evil. All whites are bad. If a black person or a Muslim or some minority attacks people, blame guns. It's not black. It's not because they're black. It's not because they're Muslim. It's not because they're an illegal alien. It's because the gun is bad. So either guns are bad or white people are bad. And those are the two choices. Chinese menu, A and B. There is no C or D in the American liberal media. It's all the white people's fault. It's all the guns' fault. And in France, obviously, it's the exact same thing. All over the world, it's the exact same thing.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve Chair says the U.S. economy is recovering at an uneven pace.
The path of the economy continues to depend significantly on the course of the virus and the measures undertaken to control its spread.
Jerome Powell speaking after the Fed concluded 2 days of meetings on Wednesday, saying they would keep interest rates near zero. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Americans are fed up and furious about gun violence, but restricting gun rights will not work.
No research has found any statistical reduction in crime, including mass shooting fatalities, from confiscation laws.
Democrats are pushing federal red flag laws at a hearing on Wednesday that would allow a judge to remove someone's guns if it's determined that they're a threat to the public or themselves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love these guys. Their name is Revive Healthcare, Revive Healthcare. And the way you find them is revive-healthcare.com. That's their website, revive-healthcare.com. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional healthcare and health insurance. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. And you also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, healthcare anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually you can only gain access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You can meet with a high-quality telemedicine doctor or medical professional quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. That's revive-healthcare.com. Their team is standing by 24/7. Revive-healthcare.com. All right, so I have argued for a while now, and I'm sure many of you have heard me say I have a new book coming out called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And we're going to list all the companies that you should protest and boycott or at least threaten to boycott. I'm not a big fan of boycotts, but I think it's time. In other words, I would never boycott someone because they advertised on a certain network, as an example. You're not a criminal because you advertised to conservatives. You're not a criminal because you advertised to liberals. But as soon as you get involved in politics yourself, you need to be slapped. All these CEOs that are taking the side of Democrats and taking the side of no voter ID and taking the side of Black Lives Matter, disgraceful. And they need to be slapped and they need to be told that we're 50 or 60% of your customers. Or in the case of sports, I'll bet we're 70% of your customers, especially NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL. They all need to know. Without us, there'll be no one in the stands. Without us, there's no one watching on TV. Your TV ratings will crumble. No one's going to buy your uniforms. We are your audience. But we're certainly half of your audience at the very least. And when you offend us and piss us off and crap on us and tell us to go F ourselves, we're not going to buy from you anymore. And it goes both ways. Not only as it did it show up with baseball's ratings crashing, NBA ratings crashing, NFL ratings are way down this year. Not as bad as NBA and Major League Baseball, but down. And the Major League Baseball game, All-Star Baseball game decision, terrible decision to leave Georgia and go to Denver. Baseball's ratings have crashed since then. The Oscars ratings have crashed. Almost all ratings have crashed. I saw the talk where they took that gal, I can't remember what her name is, they took the gal who's married to Ozzy Osbourne, Sharon Osbourne, that's her name, Sharon Osbourne. They took her off the show. She didn't say anything wrong at all. Oh, but it was racist to even question the black co-host is racist. So they took her off the show, they fired her, and the ratings have crumbled. And it goes the other way, too. Because when we buy, when we support, like we did a few years ago with Chick-fil-A, they supported, the resolution they were voting on, the amendment they were voting on in California to ban gay marriage. And all of it, I think the CEO just wrote like a $2,000 check. And all of a sudden, all hell broke loose, and everybody said, we're going to boycott and destroy Chick-fil-A. And the next thing you know, Christian conservatives came out by the millions to support Chick-fil-A. There were long lines, and they made a fortune, and no one's ever said another word about Chick-fil-A ever again. And they tried it with In-N-Out Burger, too, because In-N-Out Burger, I guess, was giving money to conservative candidates. And In-N-Out Burgers are all over the state of California, as well as other states. And by the way, in the entire world, there's only two fast food things I ever eat. I eat the healthiest diet. I never eat fast food. The only two places I violate that credo with is Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out Burger. And that's because I'm eating healthy meals there. At both places, I'm eating protein style. I'm eating a beautiful grilled chicken inside lettuce with lots of vegetables at Chick-fil-A. And at In-N-Out Burger, I'm eating a burger inside lettuce with tons of vegetables and tons of, you know, triple onion. So how unhealthy is that? It's not. It's pure protein. No carbs. And so those are the only two I eat, and they both happen to be Christian organizations. And it just, it's not a coincidence. They put out great food. They have incredibly clean locations, and it's fun to eat there, and their food is wonderful. Like it's blessed by God, Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out Burger. And when they tried to come for In-N-Out Burger, again, nobody responded because everybody likes it so much. Nobody's willing to give up In-N-Out Burger. And so that boycott failed. And then there's the bar, the pub in Ohio that told LeBron James to go screw himself. And business is booming, booming. An Ohio pub that banned playing NBA games till the Lakers player LeBron James is expelled from the league is reporting an increase in traffic and positive support. Jay Linneman, owner of Lenny's Pub, announced the banning of NBA games at his establishment after LeBron James tweeted a picture calling for accountability in the wake of a Columbus, Ohio officer shooting and killing a knife-wielding teen. That cop did a great job. He's a hero. And what a marksman. God, if he had missed, would he be in trouble? He'd be going to jail for life if he had killed one of the two girls that were, you know, victims. They were right next to the girl who was trying to stab him. He shoots the girl. James later deleted the tweet saying it caused more hatred. And this guy says, if anyone wants to watch an NBA game, don't come to Lenny's Pub. We will not air them until LeBron James has been expelled from the NBA. And then James said, aw, damn, I was headed there to watch our game tonight and have a drink. Welp. In the wake of James' post, Linneman told the Inquirer he was tired of sports players voicing their opinion. Players need to play the game and that's it. The pub's website began to include a link on Tuesday for people that wanted to use vile or threatening language. And that leads to hell.com. To leave a comment, the form also requires answering yes to whether or not they support law enforcement. The support for the position has been overwhelmingly positive and has far outweighed the negatives, he said, as the owner of the pub, with support spreading to neighboring businesses, including a nearby gas station. Hey, LeBron, the West Side thanks you. Lenny's has never been busier. The gas station sign reads. Linneman, the owner, said, I hope people channel the support to law enforcement and not necessarily to my pub. Stating the point wasn't for the pub to get more business, but it is getting more business. And I'm telling you, that's one of the few solutions we have left in America. Christians have, and conservatives and patriots and Trumpers and capitalists have got to stick together. We make the money. We spend all the money. These people on the other side, they're all welfare addicts. And I'm not talking about LeBron James, of course. You know, rich NBA or NFL players, baseball players, making millions are the exception to the rule. Most liberal Democrat voters, and that's being very nice because we should call them what they are, most communist Marxists that make up the Democrat Party, America-hating communist Marxists, America-hating radicals, most of them don't make money. They're all on welfare and a thousand other government programs, or they work for the government. They've never earned their own money, their own keep in their life. Bunch of losers. And they don't spend the money. We spend the money. If we stopped buying, you know, and I know people go, well, wait, I'm not going to stop buying. You know, I'm not going to stop watching. I'm not going to stop doing this or that. How about we just do it for a week? Okay, you can go back to buying everything again in a week. Let's make a point. So that way you can have your cake and eat it too. Like, let's say you love a certain kind of cake from a certain bakery. Speaking of, have your cake and eating it too. What if I said, let's all stop buying cake from that bakery for 1 week? And when the week's up, go buy all the cake you want. Make the point that without us, they're going to be out of business. And then next week, start buying the cake again. Can you not boycott for a week? That's what we need to do. We've got to boycott for a week. You know, for a week, don't go near Apple. For a week, don't go near Coca-Cola. Don't drink one Coke for a week. Bring them to their knees and open their eyes. Here's a new saying. I like that. Bring them to their knees. I'm writing it down so I don't forget about it. Bring it to their knees and open their eyes. That's what we got to do. Bring them to their knees and open their eyes. Let them see that conservatives and Republicans and patriots and Trumpers are the ones buying their products. You know, like North Carolina, I have not seen the video, and it might be a terrible thing to see. Police shot this black guy in North Carolina like six times, and the last one was in the back of the head. Now, you immediately might overreact and say, that's murder! That's racism! You know what I found out today? I heard in the media that this guy that they shot six times, including once in the back of the head, is a known drug dealer. They caught him twice in the last week or so. They entrapped him, I guess you'd say, selling drugs on camera. So they knew he was who they thought he was. He's got a rap sheet that they said is 180 pages long. He's been criminal his entire life. And they went to go get him. And when they went to go get him, now they're claiming, the police claim, he tried to hit them with his car. And at that point, they opened fire. So again, I would just like to bring up again, I don't know, I'm not there, and I'm not going to be on a jury to decide if they're guilty or not. I have no idea if it was a clean killing or a terrible killing. I have no idea. One thing I know is, none of these things have anything to do with being black. They just, what they have to do with is being a criminal. And I don't shed tears when cops kill a criminal. And if criminals don't try and hit you with their car, they don't get dead. You're not going to get shot by police unless you try and hit police with your car. If that is what happened, if, then I shed no tears for this guy. Why would America care if you keep killing criminals? The color of their skin is incidental. They are criminals. They're bad guys.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. The Root is on fire. I'm telling you, it's a communist takeover of the United States, and these people are traitors. Can you imagine government officials spying on the American people because they're conservatives? They spied on Trump, but they were spying on you and me, too. The United States Postal Office admits it's spying on Americans by monitoring their social media. Chief Postal Inspector Gary Barksdale briefed lawmakers on the Oversight Committee today, where he admitted that the USPS, United States Postal Service, legal arm, is spying on American social media. They admitted it during today's congressional meeting. Spying on citizens with its law enforcement arm, claiming it worked with other agencies to track American social media posts. You don't think they're tracking my posts? You don't think everything I say, and they've got a file and they're calling me a traitor and a racist? Chief Postal Inspector Gary Barksdale briefed lawmakers regarding the program known as ICOP, or Internet Covert Operations Program. Could not provide a date for when it was initiated, but it was obviously initiated while Trump was still president. These are things that went on against conservatives. The government was working against our own president. And it's probably been heightened to one hell of a level under Biden. They don't care who the president is. It doesn't even matter to them. There's a communist takeover of the United States, and these people don't care. They just keep going about their business. The chief postal inspector was wildly unprepared for this briefing, said GOP Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina. The inspector was called for a briefing after ICOP was first made public last week. I mentioned it on the show, by the way. Yahoo obtained and published documents relating to ICOP, which you can imagine Yahoo, liberal Yahoo, part of the communist takeover, but even they reported on it. Just like today, the New York Times had an interesting report. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But Yahoo obtained and published documents related to ICOP, which includes an operation where analysts page through social media sites to look for inflammatory posts, including messages about planned protests. Mace said Barksdale revealed the program has not led to any arrests, though it's still unclear how long it has been operating. Analyst with the ICOP, United States Postal Inspection Service, Internet Covert Operations Program, ICOP, monitored significant activity regarding planned protests occurring internationally and domestically on March 20th, 2021. A March 16th government bulletin marked as law enforcement sensitive reads, the bulletin focuses on a March 20 protest, the worldwide rally for freedom and democracy, which demonstrated against COVID lockdowns. Of course, none of this was used against BLM. None of this is used against Antifa. It's only used against you and me. You know, like the time I said COVID lockdowns are a dramatic failure all over the world, and I was literally suspended from Twitter, and they said misleading health information. Except I turned out to be 100% right. And to this day, everywhere in the world they do lockdowns, they have the most COVID and the most deaths. And to this day, the government will tell you you're not allowed to say that. You're a liar, Wayne Root, and Facebook and Twitter will ban you. To this day, even though it's a fact. Even though one of the major politicians in Canada literally cried and apologized to the Canadian people 2 days ago. This guy Ford, who's I think the governor of Quebec, apologized to his constituents that he made a huge mistake locking them down. And yet, if you say this online, Facebook will shut me down. Locations and times have been identified for these protests, which are being distributed online across multiple social media platforms to include right-wing leaning Parler and Telegram, it continues. And then they add, no intelligence is available to suggest the legitimacy of these threats. Barksdale told the Oversight Committee, while the operation would continue, they would put an end to the bulletin. The bulletin, distributed through the Department of Homeland Security's fusion centers, includes screenshots of posts from Facebook, Parler, Telegram, and other social media sites about protests. Just think about me. In the last year, I put together three major protests with 5,000 to 10,000 people attending in Vegas, a non-political city. Not even a big political city. I brought out people like Donald Trump brings out. Three giant events the size of Donald Trump events. You don't think they took note of that. You don't think I'm on all their lists now. The same way the IRS tried to destroy me in the early years of the Obama administration. It does not appear any of these posts from the bulletin contain any threatening language. Individuals were mentioned by name and other identifying information. You don't think they were clamping down on Wayne Root, huh? Former President Trump and his allies continue to push claims of widespread voter fraud. No, they're not claims. The election was stolen in the 2020 election, specifically in relation to the mass amounts of mail-in ballots. And you know, anyone who says the election was stolen, they go after you. Barksdale said he doesn't know. It's his USPS. It's his postal service. He doesn't know how much money is being allocated for the spying initiative. That's what they call it, a spying initiative. Spying on the American people. What part of the Constitution gives you a right to spy on the American people who are not committing violent acts and are not making violent threats? Exactly what right have you got? Why are they being arrested? You know what they're mad about? USPS, postal service, hit hard by coronavirus. In August, they reported losing $2.2 billion in the 3 months that ended in June. They're just mad because they're incompetent communist losers who know how to do nothing but waste taxpayer money and lose and lose and fail and fail.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
93.